WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic and balanced. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and just radiate confidence? Like you own the place? Well, let me tell you. Building genuine confidence and self-esteem isn't about putting on a fake persona or pretending to be someone you're not. It's about cultivating a deep sense of inner worth that shines from within. Trust me, it's a game changer. In today's episode, we're diving headfirst into the world of confidence and self-esteem, exploring practical strategies and mindset shifts that can help you unlock your true potential. Now, before we get started, I want to ask you this. Ever felt like you were playing small? Like you held back because you doubted yourself or worried about what others might think. Yeah, me too. We've all been there. But the good news is, confidence isn't some magical trait reserved for the select few. It's a skill that can be learned and cultivated, like any other. And once you get a taste of that unshakable belief in yourself, trust me, it's addictive. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build lasting confidence and self-esteem. First things first. Recognize your own awesomeness. Seriously, take a moment to appreciate your unique talents, skills, and experiences. You are a complex, multifaceted individual with so much to offer the world. Don't let anyone, especially not yourself, diminish your worth. Remember that saying, "Fake it till you make it." Well, this is about starting with genuine self-acceptance. Next up, challenge those negative self-talk patterns. We all have that inner critic whispering doubts and insecurities. But guess what? You don't have to listen to it. Start paying attention to those negative thoughts and actively challenge them. Replace, "I can't do this," with, "I'm going to give it my best shot." Turn, "I'm not good enough," into, "I'm learning and growing every day." Thirdly, set realistic goals and celebrate your achievements. Think about what you want to accomplish and break it down into smaller, manageable steps. When you reach each milestone, take a moment to acknowledge your progress and celebrate your success. Every victory, big or small, builds momentum and reinforces your belief in yourself. Now, let's talk about stepping outside of your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves and try new things. I know it can be scary, but remember that every step outside your comfort zone is an opportunity to learn, expand, and build resilience. And who knows? You might surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people. The company we keep influences our mindset and beliefs. Seek out relationships with individuals who uplift you, encourage your growth, and celebrate your wins. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who believe in you as much as you do. Ever had a presentation at work that made your palms sweat? You know the feeling, heart racing, mind going blank, suddenly questioning everything. I've been there. But here's the thing. Preparing well and visualizing success can work wonders. Imagine yourself confidently delivering your presentation, engaging the audience, and leaving them impressed. Visualize the positive outcome and feel that sense of accomplishment. You're not just imagining it. You're rewiring your brain to believe in your ability to succeed. So, let me recap. Recognize your awesomeness. You are capable, talented, and deserving of love and respect. Challenge negative self-talk. Replace those doubts with positive affirmations and empowering beliefs. Set realistic goals and celebrate achievements. Every step forward is a victory worth acknowledging. Step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when you embrace challenges and try new things. Surround yourself with supportive people. Choose relationships that uplift and inspire you. Remember, building confidence and self-esteem is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing these strategies, celebrate your progress, and never stop believing in yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to boost your confidence? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build each other up. And remember, keep striving for balance, embrace the journey, and never lose sight of your incredible potential. Until next time, stay balanced, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.